you, Jesus. It is so scary leaving the world behind. And this message is about what's about to happen in the world and what position we are in as believers. Please, I ask you to give us the grace to really hear this message and let it go deep into our hearts and prepare us for what is yet to come. Amen. Jesus began and he said, I'm not against you, beloved. I'm right here with you, loving you, encouraging you, chiding you in a good way. Oh, I wish I could pour my heart out to you so that you would know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I am in love with you and I love you. There are huge differences in these two expressions. You know that, don't you? He said, I'm so grieved by the damage that has been done to our relationship over the last few years, how the devils have never left you alone for a minute, but continuously undermine us. When I say I am in love with you, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Do you know? I love your quirkiness, and I'm smitten with the way you think about me and long for me. I see your heart continuously longing for me and plotting how you can get closer. The truth of the matter is that you have been engulfed in my love, but opposed by very wicked ones with the strong intent of stopping or destroying you. Truly, it grieves me that they have managed to convince you that you are more of an enemy or inconvenience or a hopeless case. I am sick of hearing that, and I long for you to turn their deadly narrative right back in their face and say, you are the ones that are the true enemies of Jesus and his cross. You are the ones who are hopeless and going to the lake of fire for eternity, because that is the truth. So, my darling bride, I love you with all your imperfections, and I dream of the day when you will feel secure in that love and stop ducking your head in fear that I don't love you. I know your faults so well. I see you working on them. I congratulate you when you overcome them. But most of all, I see you becoming my spotless bride in preparation for our wedding day. And truly, I am smitten. So please take all this negativity and turn it back on the authors, because it does indeed apply to them. Now give me your hand and look into my eyes and receive my great love for you. We have much work to do. I need your writing my messages to you. The whole world is about to go through a tremendous crisis, and I need them to hear your steadfast love and trust in me to calm their anguished hearts. You remember what you preached in Florida. Not many listened. Well, now things are going to change, and they will listen. So recall your messages for them. Now is the time to bring them forward. So when we were in Florida, the Blessed Mother was appearing at a group of nurses and medical people who were coming to the rosary once a week. Our Lady at that time, the messages from the book that we put together, A Hope in Winter Comes, are actually in that book. It was all about forsaking the world and serving God, letting go of all the things of the world and giving ourselves totally to the Lord. And as I said, you know, we had some problems in the prayer group. My daughter, who thought I was deceived, came and showed up and told everyone she's deceived. I don't think they believed it all that much, but not long after that, two guys show up who want to take over the prayer group. So we just left. And we were invited to Colombia to share our testimony and to tell the Colombian people, do not follow the example of America. Keep to your Colombian values. Don't go lusting after things and lifestyle the way Americans do. That's just wrong. And it's killing the soul of a country. Well, we went there for a tour, and we had our backpacks, and we just started walking. Someone picked us up and took us to Miami at a friend's house. And they were wealthy, so they bought our tickets, round-trip tickets for all of us to Colombia and back, all five of us. We went there and, you know, preached on that. So we went out with a bang. I mean, they called CPS on us and everything. thought we were nuts. Well, what happened was, this is funny. We had a two-story house loaded with stuff, and the van and the bus. And what happened was, we were praying, and I said, you know what, let's lay a fleece. If the Lord really wants us to ditch all this stuff, have someone show up that needs these things. So we go to church that day, and standing outside of the church was a couple that had nothing, and they had three children, and she was pregnant with number four. They had nothing. I said, okay, well, that's it, you know. That was what we asked the Lord to show us, and that's what he did. He showed us. So we gave them everything and put on backpacks and headed down to South America, not knowing how we were going to get there. And anyway, as it turned out, we flew in there. But the whole message that Our Lady was very, very concerned about at the time was letting go of the world, get solvent, get out of the world, don't be entrenched in the world, serve the Lord with your talents and your gifts. And medical people, you know, so they were thinking about going into missions. Well, yeah, there was a lot of uproar in the community about that message, that it was just too harsh. And I told them, I can't help it. This is what the Blessed Mother is saying. I'm giving you what she's saying, our Mother of Mercy. So as an example of that, the Lord used us to just strike our house and get our backpacks and leave, you know. And that was around the time that the Blessed Mother's image was appearing on the side of a building, if you remember that. Big, tall apartment building. And the image of the Blessed Mother was on the side of it. And it was kind of neat. So anyway, the message today, the reason I'm telling you all this is because the Lord is telling me this is what I need to be talking about now on the channel and telling people. So this is Jesus speaking to me. My people, you have been immersed in a lifestyle that has stolen you from me. Your wealth has deceived you and led you astray into an ungodly reality which you have heartily embraced and made the most of. But now all that you worshipped is about to be taken from you, and you will find that all you ever needed was me. This is a great work of mercy in your lives, my beloved ones. I am about to show you who you truly are to me and who I truly am to you. This awareness will come in a blinding flash for some, in others a quiet but deep conviction that your lives in the world have been shallow and futile and led you to a dead end because you have not lived for me. You have not known me and wrapped your life around my agenda. This too is my mercy at work for you. I will welcome you with open arms when you quit the world and run to embrace me. This is what I am calling you to do, to live a real life centered on heavenly values, forsaking what the world considers so important and giving everything to me in order that I may fill you with heavenly desires and agendas. I long to hold all of you against my heart. I long to speak to you even as I speak to Mother Claire. I long to show you the wonders of my kingdom and all that I have stored up for you, yet withholding some happy surprises. I long to dress you in pure white linen and crown you with the most fragrant and intoxicating flowers and shower you in luminous graces. All of this and so much more is waiting for you as you forsake yourself and the world. For some, this will be imposed by circumstances. For others, more fortunate, they will have a sudden blinding light of truth, and they will throw down all the things they cherished before in order to have me. And that's what happened to me in Annapolis. I said, that's it. We got rid of everything and ended up in a tar paper cabin on the side of a mountain, but happier than we'd ever been in our lives. These are the valiant ones who recognize their extreme poverty before the heavenly court, and they will race to discard the world from their lives and fully embrace me, longing for the invisible but eternal values and graces stored up for those who seek the pearl without blemish, the pearl of great price. Yes, just like the merchant who sold all he had to obtain this one pearl. These are things you must address now, beloved, so that my people will be ready to give it all up to have me. They will not be distressed over their losses. They will be elated that their chains to corruption have been broken at last, and they are free to fly with me. And that was the end of his message. So he wants me to start preaching this message on the channel and the repercussions of it. It's scary. You know, when I went through this, it was like trying to jump a 20-meter gap with a canyon 1,000 feet deep with the dead bones of people that had tried to make that jump from that lifestyle to the heavenly lifestyle. And it was scary. It was very scary. We lost all our standing in the community, all our respect in the community. We almost lost our kids to CPS. Fortunately, we were doing this in the summer, so it was vacation time. Yeah, it was very, very difficult. And the hardest part was losing the respectability of the community and being looked down upon as poor hippies or whatever. But it was for the Lord, period. And I'll never regret what we did. Because the Lord was so sweet when we got rid of all the stuff. And my mother was into fashion and makeup. She's a makeup artist and always dressed me, you know, to the nines, even though we didn't have a lot of money. And so her whole outlook on life and what I was raised in was the status quo. Look good, you know, look good and climb the ladder and blah, blah, blah. And she was horrified. When we did this, she was absolutely horrified. She didn't understand it. My husband's parents were horrified, and his brothers were horrified, and it was just a big fat mess. But we did it anyway. The Lord gave us the grace to get through it, and it was so beautiful because, man, he overtook me. His presence in my life went from, 20% to 100%. It was just so sweet and so clear and so there for me, really there, you know. So I'll never regret that. But what's about to happen now is that our country is about to be plundered. And the Lord is wanting people to know that this is not a bad thing. It's time. It's time for you to release yourself from the world and your worldly values and embrace God. And unfortunately, having everything stripped from you sometimes has to do that to get it to be accomplished. You can either make the decision freely or circumstances can make the decision for you, right? But it's actually a great work of mercy for people who have been living for the world and they don't know the Lord. He's going to set them free. They're prisoners. And by the way, as an aside, I have the book, A Hope in Winter Comes, which is a book of messages from the Blessed Mother and from the Lord, the Blessed Mother as our Mother of Mercy. And it was finished at 2:30 a.m. on September 11th. And I went to bed and got a phone call in the morning that the Twin Towers had just been hit. So it was finished the very night before that happened, right? That was kind of like the Lord's confirmation. This is me. This is real. This message is going to be very important now. They're spewing out lava or on the rise. And this is so, so much like the book of Revelation, what's going on right now. And by the way, A Hope in Winter Comes, which was finished the very day of 9/11, is available at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and if you can't afford to buy it, we made it at the lowest possible price we could, and we just put it there so it would get good circulation. But I'd be happy to send you one for free if you drop us a postcard or a line and let us know. And I know it's a tremendous shock for people who come here. Some come to visit and check it out, and then they go home and they get rid of everything and they come. Others just dump everything and come. And the blessings that they've gotten and the assignments, the advancement in their ministry has been wonderful. like the young man who left college, the day of college, got on a bus and came here with nothing, left everything behind. And he's now moving in prophecy and admonition and counseling, and he's a priest. And it's beautiful, just beautiful to see what God filled him with when he was willing to give up what he had. God bless you, dear ones.